See the kavosim of mamayit are going away from the owner. Just like over there, the chiddush was the master does not get paid when his maid leaves him. Here the chiddush is that when your daughter leaves the father does get money. For the Gemara, no, voleidam yahay yitzil ayitzil. No, there's no comparison between the two yitzis. Hosam nafkulam rishosadim lagamri. When a master sees that his maid has two sires, she goes out completely. She's not a maid at all. She's completely freed. For hocho akati mechaschem siul chupa. But over here, true, when the father marries, makes kedusha with his daughter, she's not completely in the baal's rishus yet. She's still but mixas in the father's rishus. Later, when they make chupa, that's when she goes out completely from the father's rishus. So she did not go out completely from the father's rishus yet. Vocha akati mechaschem siul chupa. Gemara says be a forest nedarim miyul nafkalo rishusay. But Nageta, first the Durham, there is a little bit that she did leave the father. That's now we learn like this. Nara Hamarosa. You have your girl, your daughter, a Nara, but she's Hamarosa. She made Kedushin with a man already. So Lacha is, if she makes a Neder now, or Vio by the Mefrina Dereha, the father can no more be made for the Neder by himself. He needs also the husband to be made for. So therefore, since she left the father this much, that the father cannot be made for by himself anymore. There's somebody else involved. That's why it's called a yitziyah. It's called she left the father. Fred Gemara, Fahai v'yotzachinam, liyachu liyosa, is that the pshat bechlal, the drosha v'yotzachinam ain't kosev? To make a drosha, the Yom Riyah goes out without money, that when she gets married there is money, is that the drosha? Ha'miboyle l'kratanya, we learned that pasuk like we learned. The Tanya we learned like this. The pasuk says, v'yotzachinam, she goes out free. Eilu yimei bagrus. One thing the teachers is when she becomes a bagaris, when she becomes 12 and a half years old, also there's a type of yitziyah. Trashi she mishtaner minaris lios bagaris. The lochr is when she becomes a gedola, 12 years old, so the next 6 months she's called an ara. 6 months later she's called a bagaris. So that's called yitziyah of a bagaris. We'll soon see. And ain kesef, eilu yimei naris. Trashi ain kosef. The question is, once she goes out, when she's an Ara, so what do you mean to say there's a going out when she's a Bagaris? A Bagaris means when she's 12 and a half years old, a half a year after, she's an Ara. So if she went free already when she was an Ara, what do you mean Bagaris? That's what Gemara Sungan asks. But I call upon her with this pasuk, we're learning out the Bagaris also. So Gemara says, I'm Ravina and Cain, Lay Makro, Ain Kosef. Not the boss to say ain't kosef. My lay makroh on kesef. Trashi below yud can receive me ain't yivami. Should you just say on kesef? My ain't kesef. What's the yud doing there? Ain't kesef. That's for the extra drushom. Ain't kesef liyodin. There, aviyesh kosef liyodin acher. There is the yitziyah when you get married that the other money goes to the father. Well, money you have, the father gets it. But the Gemara reminded that Shinoch, how who says you make such a drush like this with the yud or without the yud? The Tanya, I'll bring your proof. Yes, we learn like this. It says that when the father dies, when the husband dies, and there are no children, and there's a brother alive, there's a mitzvah yibum. But the pasuk says v'zera ein lo. They didn't have any children. So v'dashin ein li yela zara. She doesn't have any children right now. Zera zara minan. How do we know if they are grandchildren though? Like let's say they did have children and they gave birth, and then their own children died. How do we know that they have grandchildren? Also, there's no mitzvah yibum. Tamalayim zera ein lo. Which we dash an ayin law, check her out. You have to check out to make sure there's no children at all, not even any grandchildren alive. V'yein liyel is zera kosher. Only if the kid is a kosher, then there's a p'tur of yibum. Zera poslimin. Then how do we know if the kid's a mamzer? In other words, she lived with a chayve krisus. How do we know the kid's a mamzer? Even with the kid's a mamzer, and he's alive now, that there's still a p'tur from yibum. Tamulay mazera ein law. Ayin law, look after it. Any type of a kid that she has that's left from her, there's no mitzvah yibum. So we see we make this drasha with the yud. So therefore, we see we make drashas because of the extra ayin. The zera ein law, it says lashon aleph yud nun ayin with the yud means to ayin a law, to check her out. Fred Gemara, v'afikta lezera zara. How can there not two things, zera psul and grandchildren, from the same word? Sumara says no. Zera zara, grandchildren, lo yisrach. We don't need a pasuk for that. But that's a Pashto Svara, that B'nai Bonim are Rein Kabonim. B'nai Bonim is always like children. Therefore, Kisra Kuro, where do we need the Pasuk for? Lizera Pasul. Only even if the kid left over is a Mamzer, he also Patas from Yibun. The Tana from Minolan, how does the Tana itself know this? The Darashachi could make the Joshua Makroa, Mayain Bilam, or Mayain Yavami, like Siv Bayud, Vachi, Siv Bayud, Shmaminu Ladrashu the Yosa. That since sometimes the Pasuk says without a Yud, and here it says that with the Yud, may we see when it does say an extra Yud, there's a Joshua involved, therefore we can make these Joshuas. Alright.
So just the beginning of Shia, that's what we said by Chalipin, again it's like this. The way Tais and the Ritva speaks out, how the Habiman of the Gemara was, that since we learn out Kedushin, from Kinyan Kesef of Sadeh, so I would have thought to say Chalipin is also considered like a Kinyan Kesef. But just like by Kesef, you give money, and you are kind of the field back, so also Chalipin, the Habiman was, you give a Kli, and you are kind of the Sadeh back. Therefore, I would have thought to say, like, wherever Kesef is kind of, Chalipin is also kind of. Therefore, I would have thought that you could Mekadosh your wife with Chalipin. Then the Gemara says no, that since you see it's possible to make Chalipin, even though the Kli is worth less than a Sheva Pruta, so the Asasa Prabha just shows us that the Kinyan Chalipin does not work like a Kinyan Kesef. And the Ritva calls it, it's called like an Avacher. It's called like a type of a Kinyan by itself. So now, even when we do have a Kli that has a Sheva Pruta, still the Kinyan Chalipin does not work the same way a Kinyan Kesef works, but rather it's considered a new Kinyan like Chalipin. And therefore, we only learn out that you can Mekadosh an Isha with the Kinyan Kesef. But Chalipin, since it's possible to be done with a Kli that's not worth a Sheva Pruta, so that just shows us that whenever you have this Kinyan Chalipin, it does not work like a Kinyan Kesef, but rather like a new Kinyan, and of course, other Kinyanim do not help by Kedushin to marry your wife.
You're holding the dollar on the Aleph. Again, the last shalom was saying now, the last kash was, is v'yotze chinam, lo'ochu d'yoso, does it come to teach us that his money by Kedushin, from Iboyle l'katanya, we need it like we learned, the Tanya we learned, v'yotze chinam, Elu Yimei Bagrus. That means an Omar Ria, she goes out when she becomes a Bagaris, which means when she's 12 and a half years old. Ein Kosev, she goes out free from a master without any money. So Idash without any money means Elu Yimei Narus. That she can go out when she's an Ara. When she becomes 12 years old with Cyrus, she goes out. So soon the Gemara is going to ask, if she goes out when she's 12 years old, what is she still doing there by the time she becomes a Bagaris? Like, what do we need the two psukim, the two drushes, Yemei Bagrus and Yemei Narus? But I call upon him, Amar Ravina. Ravina says, in Cain, if so, if the pasuk has only come to teach us that an Omar of Ria goes out free with Bagrus and with Narus, Lei Makroa on Kesef, without the Yud, it should be on Kesef. My Ein Kesef, why does the Torah write the Yud there saying Ein Kesef? So we dash in Ein Kesef Liodin there. That means when she goes out free, when an Amar of Ria goes out free with Simonim, there's no money to the Odin. Avuyesh Kesev liyodin achar. But there's a drasha though that there is money to another type of going out, which means by Kedushin. When your daughter gets married, when your Nara gets married, so she's losing, she's going away from the father. So here the father does get money. That's called Yesh Kesev liyodin achar, and the money goes to the father. Or man ninu, who's the person that gets the money? Av, it goes to the father. So therefore, we learn now from this pasuk of the yotzah chinam on ein kesev, two drushes. Since it says the word ein with the yud, we learn out not only that she go out free by bagris and by narus, but also that there's money involved by kedushin, and the money goes to the father. So Mor says now, how do we know he makes such a drusha from the word on and ein with the yud and without the yud? Look at the Tanya, we learn like this.
The Tanya, yeah, Vizera Einlo. The pasuk says in Vayikra, Vizera Einlo, she does not have any children. So really this pasuk is talking about, like Rashi says, Vizera Einlo means, Einle Sheyakev al Bas Koyen, Melecho Betruma Elazarim Yisrael. If a Bas Koyen got to marry to Yisrael, so when she's married to the Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat Truma. Then even if she gets to get to the husband dies, so it depends, if she has a child, so then even if the husband dies or she gets a get, she does not go back to her father's house, she cannot eat truma because she has a zera from the Israel. So with Hashem like this, only she has a child, zera zara, how do we know even a grandchild also stops her from eating truma? Tam lema, the pasuk says, zera ein lo,
She does not have any children. We dashing from Ein Lo means I in law. Check her out to see, even if she doesn't have a child, or maybe she has a grandchild, and still is called the Kim of the Zera of the Yisrael. Therefore, she cannot go back to Truma. Now, V'yein Liyela Zera Kosher. Only if she has a child that's kosher, no, that's not a mamzer. Then it's considered like she stole from Zera Yisrael, she can't eat Truma. But Zera Possum, we how do we know she lived with a man, that the kid became a mamzer from it? How do we know also that she cannot go back to eat Truma? Talmud Lama, the Pasuk says, Zera Ein Law means I Ein Law. Check her out to make sure not even a child, not even a psula mamzer also with pasula to go back to eat a Truma. So now the Gemara asks the question, what it comes out, we're making two drushes from this Zera Ein Law. For the Gemara of Ahoa Fiktei, Lezera Zarei. Like, how could you tell me now even a mamzer? We need the Pasuk to tell me even grandchildren make it that she cannot go back to Truma. Now, how can we learn out two drushes of so mamzer and also grandchildren? Zumar says no, yet like it's possible. Because Zera Zara Le Yitzhakro, that the grandchildren also make it that she can't eat Truma, for that we don't need a Pasuk. Because that's the Svara. Because the B'nai Bonim are Rehen Kibonim, that's the Svara, that grandchildren are considered like children. So therefore, since she has a child from a husband of Israel, she can't eat Truma. Who are then, even if a child dies, but they're leftover children, she has a grandchild alive, also she cannot eat Truma. So therefore, Ki Yitzhakro, whether we need the Pasuk, Lezer Apostle, the man who would need the Pasuk for Zer Apostle to teach us that even though she left over her mamzer, still she cannot eat Truma. And now the Gemara is for Tana Gufi Minoa the Dor Shachi. How do we know he makes it to Jerusha? Amri Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Me'ein Bilam, or else Me'ein Yehomi. So, Delay Ksiv Vuyud. Here it means Bilam did not want to, or he does not want to make Yibam. And it does not say the word Yud, it just says Me'ein without the Yud. Vachi Ksiv Be'yud, here it says the Yud. Shemaminu Ledrosha Udiyosa. Here it does write it with the Yud, it means to teach us something special. So here the drasha is even a mamzer, and by Yos, the main custom is to teach us that there's no money when the Yom of Riyah goes out free with Shonim, but there is money when your daughter gets married and the money goes to the father. Now the Gemara says, V'itzroch l'michtav k'dushel yaviyah. We came out before with two psukim. With psukim teaching us, V'yotzachinu main kosev, that when your daughter gets married, the money goes to the father. And V'itzroch l'michtav ma'is yodel yaviyah. We also need the other pasuk to teach us that the chayim charishas bita to teach us that the ma'isi yodeo, where the work that your daughter does, the work, the money of it goes to the father. We need like two psukim. Samara says why? Because the rachmoni kedushel liyavi. If we don't have this pasuk of yotzachin main kosev, that when your daughter gets married, the money goes to the father. Have I mean? I would have thought to say mishum deloy tarachbu because she didn't work for the money. Stam, she got married, and the husband gave her the money, gave her the cast of Kedushin. So here I would think the Torah says this money goes back to the father. Avo ma'isi yodeh, but when your daughter does work, and she earns money, the katorchavu, that she works for the money, eimadi dohevi. I would have thought to say, maybe she has a right to keep her money. So therefore, I need the pasuk to say that the ma'isi yodeh also goes to the father. We learned before, me'ez bitoli yom. As beaten as chiyim karish as beaten liyama. Right. Now the drash before the chiyim karish as beaten liyama. That what that the father gets the ma'isi yadeo of his daughter. Now the yashmina ma'isi yadeo. The pasuk would only teach us ma'isi yadeo to call Mrs. No minei only because she is being fed by the father. In other words, it's a svara. That since the father feeds his daughter, so that's a svara to say that the father should get back the ma'isi yodeho. The work that she does goes back to the father. Interesting, the Ritzvo speaks out, even though really midiraisa, father does not have to feed his daughter, but that's a svara though, we say the Torah went down to the svara. Now the Torah knows that most probably your father is going to feed his daughter. So since the father is going to feed his daughter, that's why the Torah said, the ma'isi yodeho, the work that she does, goes back to her father. Avo kiddusheho. the Me'al Makasi, but that when your daughter gets married and the husband gives her money, gives the Kesef Kedushin, that money comes Me'alma. There's not money that she's working to say that she go to the father because the father's feeding her. This is like extra money she's getting right now. So the extra money that comes to her, Eima di Dohevi, maybe that money should belong to her. Only the money that she works for, that's a svara, it should go back to the father. Because since the father is like supporting his daughter, is feeding her, and that's a svara that a father would do it, even though he's not mechuyev to, but since it's a svara, the father would do it, that's what the Torah said, this money that she makes the daughter should go back to her father. But only the money that she works for. But the money she receives for Kedushin, maybe that's like some an extra bonus. Maybe that money should belong to herself, and she would not have to give it to her father. That's why we need a second pasuk. No, the yotzachina main kosev, that there's a way that your daughter leaves you, and here there is money, the money goes to the father. Gufa, before we just say, when the pasuk says, the yotzachinam, that when an omav riyah, a Jewish maid that was sold, now she goes out free, so we say she goes out free either when she becomes a nara, so we dashin, the yotzachinam elu yamei bagris. When she becomes a bagera, she goes out free. A bagerus means a girl when she's 12 and a half years old, usually. Usually the case is when the girl first gets Stace Cyrus and she becomes 12 years old, she's called a nara. She's called a gedola. For the first 6 months, she's called a nara. 6 months later, her body changes more and then she's called a bagerus. Then she goes out of the father's reshus completely. So if the Torah would have just said, v'yotzachinam, I would say when the Yom of Ria becomes a bagerus, then she goes out free. Then the pasuk says, though, ain't kosef, teach us more, elu yamei naris. Said, no, the girl goes out free when she's a nara. As soon as she becomes 12 years old and she has two siris, she goes out free. Even though she was only sold a year ago, that's a new yitziyah, naris takes the girl out from being an amariyah. So Mary asked the question, v'lichta rachman and naris leboi bagaris. Like, what do I have to have two words here for? Teach us naris and bagaris, pshita. If she goes out free when she becomes 12 years old, so where's the case of 12 and a half years old? What do I need that for? So my Rabbi answers, true, but the pshat is, bo zev limit al zeh. This one comes to teach us on the other one. In other words, if we would have just said one word, the yotzachinam, I would have said it only means the bigeris goes out free. I would not know that an hour goes out free. Therefore, I have to say, ain't cost to teach me no, even an hour goes out free. But it's not a question, just say one. Because if it would have just said one pasuk, I would have thought it means only a bagaris. How do I know that even a nara goes out free? That's because there are two pasukim here. And another example like this is, midi dihevi atosha v'socher. Just like the Torah says, a kohen that has a work like an Eved Ivri working for him, an Eved Ivri cannot eat truma. There's only a lacha, an Eved Kenani of a kohen could eat his truma. A kohen, if he owns an Eved Kenani, that the Kayan owns, that's called Kinyan Kaspa, that the Eved Kanani could also eat Truma. But if a Kayan owns an Eved Ivri, that's called a Taishav, that's called a Socher. He's only by you for 6 years. A Taishav means the Eved Ivri became a Nirtza, that stays by you until Yovel. Both of them cannot eat Truma, because he's not called Kinyan Kaspa, and go out free eventually. This one goes out free after 6 years, and this one goes out free by Yovel. The Tanya will learn like this. The pasuk says, Taishav. Zeh kone kinyan olam. That means he works for you until yovel. Sochir, zeh kone kinyan shonim. He's only working for you for 6 years. And the Torah says both of them cannot eat truma by a kohen. Now the question is, yoyma toshav, let the apostle just say toshav cannot eat truma. For lo yoyma sochir, and it doesn't have to say the word sochir. Vani yoyma, I know myself. Kenu yo kinyan olam. If this Eved Ivri, that became a nirtza, that works until yovel, he cannot eat truma, eino oichol. So if so, for sure I would know that Kono Kinyan Shonim Lekoshchein. Isn't it for sure if you just have a regular Eved Ivri that only works for 6 years, for sure he cannot eat Truma. In other words, that's not called the Kinyan Kasboy. Because eventually he goes out free. So if so, why does the Pasuk have to say both Toshav and Sochir? So the answer is, Ilu Kain, if the Torah would only written one, Ha'is Yoyma Toshav Zeh Kono Kinyan Shonim. If the Torah would have just wrote that a Toshav cannot eat Truma, I would have thought, know what a Toshav is. A regular Eved Ivri that works only for 6 years. Kona Kinyan Olam. Let's say the Sefer Ivri was near to Seder Haftias Adoni, he wants to stay and work by him until Yovel. Maybe that's called the bigger Kenyan there. Maybe then Eichel. Maybe such an Eved Ivri could eat Truma. So Bo Sochir, that's what Torah has to say, a second word of Sochir. For Limad Al Toshev, now Sochir comes to teach us what the word Toshev means. Because Sochir means a regular Eved Ivri. So what does the word Toshev mean? Even a stronger type of an Eved that's near to that works to Yovel. Even though he has a kinyan to work until Yovel, still he does not eat truma. So you see such a pshat, the Torah has to write two words in order to explain to us what the word means. See here also, the Torah has to write the yotza chinam ein kosev, two words to teach us, not only does a bageris go out free from the Maria, but even a nar also goes out free. This more says back, no, Amalei Abai, Abai says back, mi dami, is one like the other. Hosam trei gufaninu, by an Eved Ivri, and a Nirtza, they're two different bodies, two different people. Tichinami kosav achmona toishav Nirtza. Even if Terry would have spoke out clearly, that a toishav Nirtza, an Eved Ivri, that had his ears pierced, that he works until Yovel, lo yochel, he does not eat truma. And then v'hoda kosav idoch, and then the Torah would say again that a socher does not eat truma. So really, it would have been a question: why did the Torah do it? But I can answer it because the klal is that milsa the yasti of a kal v'chayma, even though something that we could know ourselves by a kal v'chayma, sometimes or even then, by the way, v'ad kosav idach. So even though have a socher milsa the yasti of a kal v'chayma, still or milsa the yasti of a kal v'chayma. Torah the kosav lakru. Sometimes the Torah goes out to write down something, even though it looks like it's extra. Even though the Torah would have not written it, we still would have known it because of the kal v'chayma. But that's a klal. Certain times the Torah does write it down, even though we would know it, even if it wouldn't have been written because of the kal v'chayma. Still, there's such a klal that omilsa diyasi of the kal v'chayma still torah because of lakra. Sometimes the Torah does go to write it down, even though we would know it without the pasuk. So therefore, I could understand why by Toshev and Socher, the Torah writes down both. Because they're two different people, so I can have write down Toshev and write down Socher. Even though they're telling me I don't have to do it, I would know what a kal v'chayma, but that's the klal. Certain times the Torah does write it down. So it's not a question on the Torah why it wrote it down. But over here it's a question. Aval ha-hoch over here, it doesn't make any sense. Chode gufi, it's one omavriya. A man, a Jewish man, sold his daughter for an Amavriya. Now the Lachar is, she goes out after 6 years, but if you sold her when she's 10 years old, the Lachar is, she goes out free when she's a Naira. So this one girl, if she goes out free when she's a Naira, why does the Torah have to write she goes out free when she's a Begeris? In other words, it doesn't apply. It's one person. This girl, before she becomes a Begeris, she's always a Naira first. So if you tell me now she goes out free when she's a Naira, how can the Torah say something that doesn't make any sense? It's not some extra. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Where do you have a Begeris that goes out free? She always went out free when she was a Naira already. Abul Hocha, Chod Gufis, one lady. Kinofkula Benaris, Begeris, my boy Gabe. When she goes out free, when she becomes 12 years old, Anama of Ria, a Jewish Sarah maid, goes out free when she's 12 years old. So how do you have the case that she goes out free when she's 12 and a half? She never know when she's 12 and a half, when she's a Begeris. So therefore, Elohim Rabbi Abai answers like this. L'nitzucha, no, there is a case where we need a pasuk. L'nitzucha elo lebagar the islandess. A case of a girl, an islandess, that she never has Cyrus. She never really becomes an Arab. An islandess, the Lachar is the type of a girl that doesn't have any Cyrus. So when she becomes 20 years old, then she becomes a Begeris automatically. Now, an islandess is like this. Up until 20, she's called the Ketana. She doesn't have Cyrus, she's still called the Ketana. When she becomes 20 years old, and now we realize that she's an islandess, a girl that won't have any Cyrus, so she becomes a Gedola right away. She becomes a Begeris right away. She doesn't have a Din Nairis. Nairis is only if you become a Gedola when you're 12 years old. With Cyrus, you become a Naira. But an islandess that becomes a Gedola when she's 20 years old, she skips over Naris and she goes straight to become a Begeris. So the pasuk is teaching us what's going to be if you sold the girl that's an idleness. And the lady, she becomes a Begeris, does she go out free or not? Yes, she goes out free. That's what the pasuk is teaching us. El Labaga the idleness. The Salkut of the Chaminim, I would have thought to say, the Nairus Tepuk, the Bagras Le Tepuk. Maybe only a girl goes out when she becomes a Nara, but not when she becomes a Bagaris. Kamashma, that's the Pasuk teaching us, you know, that there is a case that this Omar, the Omar can go out free once she becomes a Bagaris. Where is that the case? Where she was an idleness. Maskiv lo ma baravashi. For lav kalv chaymu. Still I have a kalv chaymu though. Like, what do I need a posik for? O ma simonim. Madach, when a girl becomes 12 years old, and she has simonim, she has two Cyrus, that we say she goes out free. Shein moitziya mishus av. The locher is though a nara does not go out of a father's rishus. A nara is still under a father's control, so a father can still marry her off if she wants. Only when she becomes a bagaris does she leave the father's rishus. But even though she's a gedolah, she's 12 years old, and she has two Cyrus, still the locher is, she's rishus aviha. Still, mitzian, rishus adon, still when the Omaria becomes 12 years old with two Cyrus, when she becomes a nara, nara takes her out of her adon, if so, by bagrus, that the nihilist now becomes a bagaris, she mitzian rishus av. A Bagaris is a stronger leaving the Rishus of the father. When your daughter becomes a Bagaris, when she becomes 12 and a half years old, she goes out of the father's Rishus completely. The father can't marry her off anymore. The father has no more Hafaras Nadarim with her anymore. She goes out of the father's Rishus completely. Says, so Einur Din, isn't it a Svara, Shomitzir Rishus Adin? That for sure, an islandess that becomes a Bagaris, for sure she should go out of the Adin's Rishus. It gets a Kal V'chaima. If you tell me now regular Nairus, which is not so strong by leaving the father, still you go away from your master, so a Bagaris, which is stronger, you leave the father's Rishus completely, for sure, you should be able to leave your work, your Adon. So what do I need an extra post to teach me that an idleness, that when she becomes a Bagaris at 20 years old, she can go out free? Pshita. So where it says, Elo'oma ma'baravashi, lo'nitzucho, you know where and what we need a pasuk for? Elaliika zvila zvina the illness. I need it for the sale of an illness. If a man has a daughter that's an illness and he wants to sell her for an amavria, that salka daya the chemin. I would have thought to say the as yosimani nairis heavy zvina. When does a father have a right to sell his daughter to be an amavria? And it's called a sale. The father sells her for money. And the person that buys her now owns her for these years, and all the work that she does goes to the master. There's such a sale called an amavri, a Jewish slave. So, Jewish maid. So when can you sell only a girl that will become an nara? Then it's called heavy zvini. But maybe I would have thought to say, the loyasia simoni naris. But this type of a girl that is never gonna have simoni naris, she's never gonna have a Cyrus, but just when she becomes 20 years old, now that's a new din. She becomes a Bagera. She becomes a Gderla right away. Maybe that case is never considered a sale. Maybe the sale was like Betois. And Tois speaks out. Tois speaks out. Yeshleim of the bottom Tois here. Tochikoma. Lehevi zvina zvini. Betzora chodan lahachzer maiseo. The avamin would have been is maybe the master now has to return to the father all the work that his daughter did throughout those years. And we have yachzer akesef. And maybe the father has to return the money that he received for the sale of his daughter. There's also a lach of an Amar of Riyah. If the master wants to marry her, he can marry her without giving a kesef of Kedushin. We say the money that was first given for buying the Amar of Riyah, that money is the kesef of Kedushin. We'll see about that later. That's a special lach in Amar of Riyah. So maybe if the daughter later is found to be an idleness, maybe it was like Votel Mafreya was never called, she was not Mavriya. And if you were married because of year, the Kedushin is Votel, and the monies go back, that's what I would have thought to say. Come on.